Hi there, Zenny. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. And Serge wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply that Cyber Monday reduced pricing. How's your day going? Happy Monday.
Beautiful.
Good. I'm really glad to hear that. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that PAC result, right, that pops up right near the top of the page?
In front of the page, what, in Google?
Yeah, you know, where we all go when we need something but we don't know who to call. That's where your business will be listed, and people will find your company there. They'll call you directly. They'll see a .com website, too, that we'll build for you. So they'll know you do exactly what they're looking for.
They come to me, or I have to call them?
No, they call you. They call you directly. That's why I'm asking you. And I mean, if you use Google, I mean, your customers will go on Google, or they'll go maybe even on Bing, and they're looking for keywords related to really any of the remodeling services that you provide, handyman services, drywall. They'll be typing in those keywords and find your company, find your phone number. They call you. So you're not chasing down that person. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. We offer the services on a month-to-month basis. So our job really is to make sure that people are calling you, making sure that you get phone calls, that you're able to take on those jobs. And then, of course, we simply earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, you're a well-established company, which is great. People want to work with someone who knows what they're doing. We've been around ourselves since 2004. Now, yep. It is that flat rate on a month-to-month basis with that reduced pricing. Normally, you're looking at $299 a month, but reduced pricing for Cyber Monday brings it down to $199. Now, that $199, though, will stay with you on a month-to-month basis as long as you choose to use the service. So the best part about it is you not only save $100 today, every month that you continue with the service, you're going to save that $100. It's going to be exactly $199.00 whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Now, with the calls coming to you, you can pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. Now, I'm sure you want calls directly to you and take on those residential jobs, right?
Yeah.
Now, I know you've got photos also that we can use on your website. Now, I want to include the website at no additional cost. You know, our job is to make sure that people have the reasons to call you. So we'll build, host, maintain, even update that website, include it in that $199 a month. Now, that means, of course, we can use photos you already have. And then as we send you more jobs, you can always take more photos, and we can add those photos or even videos to your website. Down the line, there would never be additional costs for that. It's just that flat rate of $199 a month. Now, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system as well. Really easy to see, 24/7 access. You can see how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of keywords you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll always know which clients found you from the map itself, that PAC result, or from your website. Now, most of the time, you'll just get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, so residential clients will call you directly. If they fill out the contact form on your website, you'll get a text message and an email. So you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. Most of the time, they'll call you directly, but even if they fill out that contact form on your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form also populates on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, and even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions? Any other questions for me?
The question I have is, this is my number from California, okay?
I noticed that. Yeah, it's a Bay Area number, 510.
I also have a number from here, but I left it on my house. Do we have to do everything by the other number?
Oh, well,
the number we got it here.
No, we can promote the phone number that you want. I mean, you're in Texas now, right? You're not in the Bay Area anymore. So, obviously, if you have a local number, a number more local to Irving, we would want to use that phone number. We just happen to have found this phone number connected.
Can you call me back in 2 hours? I'll be in my house. I'm going to run to my house and get the number because right now I'm at the sidewalk. As a side job, so I'll be in 2 hours. I'll be in my house, so we can do that from the other phone. And you can call me back in 2 hours at this number.
Yeah,
I can give you the other number.
We can update that information later. That's not a problem. But I mean, if it's something that you want to do to secure the listing for your business, I need a little bit of information. If you don't know that other number. We can get that a little bit later. We have to call you back anyway to get more information besides that phone number, hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement, motto, slogan. You know, we'll do what's called a client interview. So we can get that information with the phone number, when we call you back then. But as far as, the service, being that it's $199 a month, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, well, Amex, Discover, what's going to work best for you? A Visa?
Yeah.
And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
Me and my wife.
Okay, gotcha.
The card is only under my wife's name, and she's also over here with me here.
The business name is Perez Service, right?
Yep.
Got it. And you're now located in Irving?
Yeah, in Irving.
75060? Perfect. Did you have that card on you now?
Yeah, I do have the card with me.
Okay, perfect. So what I need to do here is read a voice verification. It is a month-to-month service. It's exactly $199 a month, so that would be the flat rate. And then we'll take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Now, you said that was a Visa card, right?
Yep.
Okay. If you want to read that to me 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the very end for accuracy.
You want me to read the number now?
Sure.
It's 4833-1602.
Okay.
5795.
Yes, sir.
1761.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/27.
11/2027. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
483.
So I have 483, and then 11 or November of 2027 for the expiration date. Mr. Perez, was the card itself 4833-1602-5795-1761?
Yep.
Okay. And so the business is going to be branded as Perez Service, and the phone number that you want your customers to call, that's an Irving number that we'll provide when we do the follow-up call with our technician. And your service base, you go to the customer, right? No one comes to you. There's no address in Irving for us to promote for your business.
That's 420 Lucille Street.
Uh-huh. Lucille
Irving.
Street. And that's in Irving.
Yep.
And is that 75060?
Yep.
Okay, you said that was 420 Lucille Street. And then what is a good email address for you or for your business?
That's why I'm going to give you the email address, everything on the other number.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So we can do that as well on that follow-up call with our technician. And then As far as the follow-up call, we schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, okay? Now, like I said,
I don't have a computer. I only have my phone.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah, I mean, like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. But we'll want to know the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept. Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want customers to call you?
Saturday. Oh,
Monday
they can call me
Saturday.
Anytime.
Anytime,
yeah,
okay.
Sunday, yeah. Sunday, I'm trying for
but you typically work Monday through Saturday. Is that like 7
yes.
a.m. to 7 p.m.?
Yep.
Okay. And are you currently taking cash, check, credit card? Do you have anything like Venmo or PayPal,
check.
Any cash apps?
Check and cash and Zelle.
And Zelle, okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha. Now, what I need to do real quick is to read that voice verification. It actually gets recorded through our computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is that fixed flat rate of just $199, that we're actually including the website for you at no additional cost. Now, Mr. Perez, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, okay? Give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online? Is it Perez Service?
Yes.
Okay, and that's how I have that. And then, Mr. Perez, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Daniel Perez from Perez Service.
And that's Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L?
Yes.
Okay, and then you're the owner, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then, Daniel, as the owner of Perez Service, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then for the billing information, that Visa ending 1761, you're an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yep.
Okay. And is the billing address of that card, is that the one on Lucille Street?
No, the billing address is in Oakland. I haven't changed it to here.
The billing address has not yet been changed. And that's 94621, the zip code, right?
94621.
Uh-huh. What is the actual street address for that Oakland address?
1906 89th Avenue, Oakland.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right. And then, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Our job is to make sure that residential clients who need your services are able to contact you directly. So we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from my company and from your customers. Mr. Perez, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yep.
Of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all of the content, all of the directories, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services and content that we are already creating for your business. And then, of course, we also want to make sure that all of your business information is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Perez, that's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Perfect, Daniel. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAP. W, N-A-P-W, it stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make the website, and we'll make sure that no address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and then we also do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know, so we'll make sure that all of that information for your business is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, the Cyber Monday special dropping it to $199 with the website included and with it being month-to-month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we're waiving, so it's just $199 out the door, will be charged today's date, the 28th of November, in the very reduced rate, the Cyber Monday special of $199.00. Now, that's an exact amount as well as a fixed rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. The calls, of course, come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Now, that landing page, Daniel, is included at no additional cost. Of course, that means that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included in that monthly cost of $199, no additional costs for the website. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month at that same reduced rate, that $199, as an exact amount. That rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service. Let's say you get more work than you can take on or you want to go on vacation. You can also pause the service seasonally if necessary just by contacting our client support team. All that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Perez, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Daniel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Now, in about a minute here, I'll give you the client support phone number, but we'll also give you a call back, and you'll get everything in writing, too, once we have an email address on file. You're not familiar with your current email address for the business? Is it business or personal, the email?
That's a personal.
It's a personal email?
I'm going to create because I'm already using DP services on this one, so I'm going to create another one for the other phone.
Oh,
okay.
So you're gonna create a new email address. Okay. Now, for us just to send you your confirmation email, we can change that when we do the client interview. We can change the email. But what is the current email? And this would just be for us to send you your confirmation email.
This one is at dpservices790@yahoo.com.
D like Daniel, P like Perez, service or services?
Yep. Services.
Services. Yep. And then I missed the before at Yahoo. It was DP services and then?
790.
790, 790. And that was at Yahoo, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then, so you're going to get a confirmation email through our automated system in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there's a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything we just went over, and the voice verification that's going to be provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also receive that link by direct text message, so you'll get that straight to your smartphone as well. And when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I just wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. And then the only other order, you got the text already? Okay. So if you open up the text message, it goes, I think, right where we want it to go. The email is the invoice email. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. It should say, please click here to accept the subscription terms, and the click here is hyperlink. But if you're opening up the text message, it might go straight towards where that click here goes, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing on the left-hand side, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization. Daniel, is that what you're looking at? Is that what you see right now?
I'm looking right now at Local Splash Support. That's on my
email. Oh, okay. So you got the welcome email, the support email. And you should receive another one in just a minute. Our automated system sends them both out at the same time. And then I have to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. I don't know if 1 o'clock works out or if that's too soon for you, but later on this afternoon, there's also a 3 o'clock and then a 5 o'clock.
It's 3 o'clock is fine.
3 o'clock. Okay, so we'll schedule it from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. The call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. So sometime in that first half hour, sometime between 3 and 3:30, we'll give you that phone call, or we'll call you, and then the call takes about 30 minutes after that. If I'm available for that phone call, I will be on that call as well to introduce you to your client interview technician. I'm not sure whose calendar it's going to end up on. It's kind of really who's available first when that position opens up. If I'm not available for that call, then our client interview technician will give you a call directly. And of course, they'll have all the notes, so they'll be able to take care of you quite easily. But just in case I'm not on that follow-up call, and of course for future reference also, I wanted to set a security question and answer for you. So this is for your protection, meaning anyone who calls us and says that they're associated with Perez Service would need to know either the question and the answer, or at least the answer when we give them the question. And then anyone who calls you saying that they're with Google or with Local Splash, they should also know unprompted both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and then also the security question and the answer. Now, your options for that question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Okay.
So we could go with either the city you were born in or your first pet's name.
Oh, my first pet's name.
Your first pet's name. And then what is the answer?
Do you want me to give you my letter, my first letter of the name, or?
Oh, no, the name of your first pet.
My first what? Pet?
Your first pet. Like a dog or a cat, whatever your first pet was as a child.
Marshall.
Marshall? M-A-R-S-H-A-L?
Yeah, Marshall. That's my dog.
Is it Marsha? M-A-R-S-H-A?
M-A-R-S-H-A-L. W-L.
Two L's, double L. Gotcha. So Marshall.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's going to be... So the security question is your first pet's name, and of course the answer is Marshall. And then we've got the client interview scheduled for this afternoon, and that's going to be at 3 o'clock. And then did you also receive the other email or the text message for the invoice?
I got the invoice for $199.
Yes. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then you click on the click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, of course, not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. We'll list your business on Google, Bing, all of those other different destinations and directories. The landing page is your website. And, of course,
so you want me?
That.
Oh, you want me click and say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
At the very bottom, click on the click here box, and then in the longer box below the line, type in Daniel Perez, capital D, capital P, so case sensitive, but just everything else lowercase, and a space between Daniel and Perez, but not before it or after it. So if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. Once you've got Daniel Perez in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. Mr. Perez, that actually lets us know that you know that it's the flat rate, no taxes or fees, no setup fee.
Okay, at the end, it says I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and that you want me to press that one?
Yeah, click on that box. You can just click right on that box.
Yeah.
And then it should have a check. And then, again, in the longer box, type in Daniel Perez and hit submit, or hit confirm signature.
With that, say over here, say click here and type your name, right?
Yeah, yeah. So just type in capital D for and then Daniel, and then capital P and Perez. So Daniel Perez with the capital D, capital P, just the space between first and last name, but no spaces before or after. And then once you click confirm signature, it should ask you for a username and a password.
Just say Daniel Perez.
I already put it in.
Okay.
So I'm gonna confirm, right? Signature.
Yeah. Confirm. Signature. And then if it asks you for a username and a password, you can stop there.
So you said signature does not match. Please type your name exactly.
Yeah, so it has to be capital D. So just like it appears there with the D and the P capitalized, the space between, but no space after Perez or before Daniel. It's kind of a, has to be an exact match. That way it knows that you're not a robot.
You said now, it said username.
So the username is the phone number that we're speaking on. You don't have to enter it in now, though. The system thinks your tracking and reporting system is activated and that you're trying to track your success. But we have to do your client interview first. It's just the automated system thinks you're trying to access your account.
Do you want me to press login?
Oh, you can stop now. First we'll do the client interview, and then we're going to send you, once your tracking system is activated, Mr. Perez, we'll send you your username and your password to access your account. There's no password set yet, so you don't have to log in. If you tried it, I think it would give you an error message because your tracking system is not even activated yet. We'll have to do the client interview at 3 o'clock to get the information that we need to get your tracking system set up. I mean, obviously, we have to create the information and the content to track first. Your username, though, you can write that down already. It's your phone number, this one that we're speaking on, the 510-472-0692. So the area code is part of it, but there's no dashes or spaces, just the numbers itself. That's your username. Easy to remember. When we do the client interview, we'll get all the information that we need, including the business number. So the business number is an Irving number, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to log in? This one over here?
Because no, you don't have to log in now. Like I said, our automated system thinks that your tracking system is activated. So,
okay.
You know, it's asking you to log in. It's asking you for a username and a password because it's coming from the same portal that you'll be using for your tracking system once your tracking system is activated. Now that Irving number, is that a 214 number? The area code 214?
Yeah, 214.
Do you know that number?
No, I don't know the number, so that's why I need to go home because I just activated the other phone.
Gotcha. Not a problem.
So
they'll get all of that information in the 3 o'clock hour. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. Sometime, like I said, might be 3:05, 3:15. I don't know when the client interview technician will be ready for you. But if I'm not on a phone call, or if I am, you know, if I'm available, I'll be part of that call. If not, our client interview technician will just simply call you directly and take care of you. But other than that, pretty excited to get everything going here for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing. Start thinking about photos that you want us to include in your website, and then we'll get that up and running for you. Like I said, hopefully I'll be part of that phone call when we give you that call shortly after 3 o'clock today.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Real pleasure speaking with you. Daniel, hopefully we'll talk soon, but you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.